Hi everyone, it's Brother Gary, Hands Across the Border Devotional, and we're in John chapter 11, and we're going to start at verse number 16, so here we go. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, unto his fellow disciples, let us also go, that we may die with him. Then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Now, to go back to where we're at here in John chapter 11, remember Lazarus has been sick. And the Lord tells us in verse number 4, this sickness was not unto death, but for the glory of God. And so Jesus waits 4 days before he comes back to check on Lazarus. And before they leave, he tells his disciples that Lazarus is dead. And when he tells his disciples that they are going to go there to Lazarus, they remind him in verses 8, they remind him that the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? So they're trying to kill him, and you're going to go there? And then verse 16 starts off with this. Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus. And so that word Didymus means twin or disciple. And what we see is oftentimes people said that Thomas looked like Jesus. And so sometimes he would be mistaken as, hey, there's Jesus, but it was really Thomas. And so by him saying this, hey, listen, it doesn't matter. Let's go. Let's go with them, that we'll die with them. You see, Thomas had some great faith, didn't he? You imagine walking around and there's somebody that people are looking for. They want to kill him. They say in the world, everybody has a doppelganger. Somebody looks exactly like them somewhere else in the world. And that one person that looks like you, the whole world is looking to kill. I'd be wearing a t-shirt saying, you know, I'm not him, right? But Thomas had some great faith, and that's what we're going to see in this portion of Scripture. We're going to look at some great faith. He had some great faith that no matter what it was, he was going to follow Jesus. And that's the mindset we have to have. No matter what lies in store for you and I, we need to follow the Lord. But we move on here to verse number 17, and it says that then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now why is that? Because the Jews believed that for 3 days the soul would stick around, that possibly they could be raised from the dead, but on the fourth day it was hopeless. And so he waited for that certain amount of time. Isn't that amazing as you go through the Scriptures and you study it out, how Jesus does everything for a reason? And he was showing them that, humanly speaking, it was hopeless now for Lazarus. And so now he comes to Bethany and onto Jerusalem, which is by Jerusalem, and there's this huge crowd around, verse number 19, and they're there to comfort Martha and Mary. Now, because of the death of their brother, we see Mary in verse 20, she sat still in the house. When Martha heard that Jesus was around, she took off and went to him. She had this great faith. But Mary sat still, and it's a picture of being overwhelmed by your circumstances. And so Martha had a faith that goes. Martha had a faith that would go forward. And though Mary had faith, she was overwhelmed by her circumstances. Now, here's the thing I want to get to in verse 21 and 22. Martha gets to Jesus and she says, look, If you'd have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. She had great faith in the Lord. And then she goes on to say this, even now. And that's the kind of faith we need to have. When it seems like it's all hopeless and that our circumstances are beyond help, we know that God can step in and change him at any time. Why? Because he's all powerful. And this is the key, this great faith that you and I need. This great faith is not in an organization. This great faith is not in traditions. This great faith is not in our abilities. This great faith is not in our minds. This great faith is in the Lord himself, that no matter how overwhelmed we may be in the circumstances that we are in, even now, God can change them. The Bible tells us in Romans 10:17, so faith cometh by hearing, and hearing of the Word of God. The more you and I are in the Word of God, not in men's words, but God's Word, our faith grows in him. That's what we'll have is even now, even in the most hopeless of circumstances, even now, God can turn this thing around. What great faith. We must ask the Lord to help us. And our faith, remember, is in him alone. May the Lord bless you.